From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Courier, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the sorting room deep inside Bioforge, a dear tween named Courier was folding a letter no bigger than a grain of rice. They did it slowly, the way they did everything. Warm tan fur, a chunky satchel across a soft, steady frame, hooves that never hurried. Around them, hundreds of tiny paper messages drifted on slow currents of air, like leaves down a lazy river. Courier licked a fingertip, sealed the little letter, and set it onto the current. A younger cast member watched from the doorway, bouncing on their heels. Down the hall, Flicker fires a message across the whole body in half a second. You've been folding that one for a minute. Flicker sends lightning, Courier said, not looking up. I send mail. They walked the drifting letter to the far wall, where a glowing map of a body waited. The letter floated past an arm, past a leg, past the heart, ignoring all of it, and then clicked into one small spot near the belly, which lit up gold. Watch what mine does that lightning can't, Courier said. It went everywhere. It touched every part, and only the one part that was waiting for it opened it. They tapped the gold light. That part just got told, you're low on fuel. Get hungry. Nobody shouted it. Nobody chose it. A quiet letter arrived, right where it belonged, and now the whole body will go looking for a snack. The younger cast member stopped bouncing. It just knew? It knew because the letter found it, Courier said. Slow, but it always gets there.
Courier came from a long line of valley post riders, the ones who carried letters on hoofback between mountain towns too far apart to shout across. When they were small, Courier had wanted to be fast. They'd raced the message birds and always lost. One evening, discouraged, they'd asked their grandfather why anyone bothered with a slow rider when birds existed. Their grandfather had been sorting the day's letters by lamplight. He didn't answer right away. He held up one envelope. This one goes to the miller's daughter, three towns over, tells her the flower's ready. If a bird drops it in the wrong yard, it means nothing, just paper on the ground. He set it in Courier's satchel. A bird throws messages at the world. A courier carries one to the right hands and puts it there. Slow, sure, opened by the one who needed it. Courier had felt something settle in their chest, a warm, unhurried feeling, like the weight of the satchel was a good weight to carry. Not losing a race, arriving. They didn't understand it yet as anything more than pride, but years later, standing in a body full of drifting chemical letters, they'd feel that same settled weight and finally have a name for it. The body did exactly what their grandfather did. It didn't shout its needs. It mailed them.
Courier walked to Bioforge because a place that studied the body ought to understand the kind of message that travels slow. Marrow, the old mentor who kept the workshops, met them at the sorting room door and asked only one thing. The nerves already send signals. Why does a body need you too? Courier didn't argue with words. They took a single letter, wrote one word on it, sleep, and dropped it onto the slow air. Then they stepped back and waited while it drifted the long way around the glowing body map, unhurried, past everything. That's taking forever, Marrow said, testing them. It is, Courier agreed. The letter finally reached a spot behind the eyes and clicked home. The map dimmed to a soft, restful blue. A nerve would have snapped that message across in an instant, and then it's gone. Mine took the slow way, but look. They gestured at the whole map, now settling into calm. It didn't just poke one nerve, it changed the whole evening. Slow mail doesn't flash and vanish. It arrives and it stays, and it turns the whole body toward rest for hours. Merrill looked at the blue, restful map for a long moment. You belong here, she said.
Courier's first student was a kid named Alex, who arrived mid-fret, tugging their sleeves. I get sleepy when I don't want to, Alex said, and starving out of nowhere. It's like my body isn't even listening to me. Courier opened their satchel and laid a delivery game across the desk, a little runner on a glowing track. Let's send some mail. You're going to be the sender. This runner is about to start a race. What does the body need? Energy? So write it. Courier slid a blank letter over. Alex scrawled, "Release fuel," and set it on the drifting air. It floated across the board, past most of the runner, and clicked into a gland near the middle. The runner sped up. The track lit green. "You didn't grab a muscle and yank it," Courier said. "You dropped one letter into the blood. It went everywhere, and only the part holding the matching keyhole opened it and acted." They flipped a card. "Now the race is over. Send the after message." Alex wrote, "Rest and repair," and let it go. The runner slowed, and a soft glow spread through the whole body as it cooled and settled. "That's the part nobody told you," Courier said gently. "The sleepy feeling, the sudden hunger, those aren't your body ignoring you. Those are letters arriving on time. A gland wrote one, the blood carried it, the right part opened it. You never had to command a single one." Alex stared at the glowing, balanced body. "So it's been mailing itself the whole time." "All day, every day," Courier said. "Grow, rest, eat, steady. Quiet letters, carried slow, opened only where they're needed."
When the workshop had emptied, Alex came back with a smaller question. "When a message is just drifting around in there," they said, "and you can't feel it moving yet, how do you know it's coming?" Courier thought about the lamp-lit sorting room and the good weight of a full satchel and their grandfather's unhurried hands. "You don't watch for it," they said. "You feel it land. There's a moment when the right message reaches the right place and your whole self kind of settles, like a held breath letting go. Sleepy at the right time, hungry at the right time, calm when your body's got what it needs." They looked out at the slow drifting letters. "That settled, steady feeling isn't luck. It's mail. Arriving exactly where it belongs, in a body that's always quietly writing to itself." Alex nodded, and Courier watched the tugging leave their sleeves, the shoulders come down, a body, for a moment, receiving its own kind letter and believing it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to career. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.